Yushami Pei Daf Yud Beis. We just started reading the Mishnah yesterday, the end of yesterday's share, but we'll start again from the Mishnah. It begins again to talking about the sugya of Peya that we just began with the Mishnah before. Klal Amar BePeya. There's a rule that's mentioned by Peya. Which is a sugya arichta in Babli as well, Masechah Shabbos, discussing much more detail every aspect of this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Klal Amar BePeya. There's a rule by Peya, Kol Shu Eichel. These are the things that need to happen, the criteria that make something have a chi of Peya. And it's several things that the Mishnah includes. One of them is Kol Shu Eichel. It has to be something that's Eichel, something that's food, that's Roy L'Michael Adam, something that's Roy to Michael Adam, that a person eats in a general time, in a general way, not when he's starving, not when there's a famine, but regular, something a person considers oichel, regular oichel, macholi adam, that is considered, that's what the Mishnah means when it said kol shu oichel. Nishmar is protected. What does it mean is protected? It means that something has an owner to it. It's not something that's hefker. Something that's hefker, you know, there's no din peya. The Marifolda says, Nishma lafuke hefker, to include skud hefker. The Ibn Rashi Masalu has a much bigger arichas here as to what is considered in the culture oichel, what's oichel, and he quotes the Gemara of the Gemara that we quoted before in Shabbos. There has a tremendous arichas here into each aspect of the Gemara to explain what it's coming lafuke, what's it coming to exclude. But Nishma, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Rashi Masalu brings down, Lamute hefka gonazeka besadi mufkeres. A person goes ahead and takes possession of a field that's hefker. It's not his field, but he takes possession of it. Then that's part of impayer. There is no din payer on there based upon psukim. As the Gemara is going to explain what the psukim is. The question is when is exactly this criteria? When does it come in? When does it become hefker? Before the things grew, after the things grow, when you picked up a field, the Gemara Shabbos says, you mazaki it from hefker. Is it only after things grew already? Then you putter. What if you picked up the field before things started growing? It's a sugya that is discussed over there, Masechah Shabbos, and the Rishonim there, and also the Rab Bartanua on the Mishnah here discusses this as well. So again, so the parshas that we're talking about is that it has to be Nishma means it's protected, it has an owner to it, not elafuke hefker, nula min haaretz, things that grow from the ground, not things that don't get nourishment from the ground, things that grow that get nourishment from the rain or from the air, not from the ground itself, is exclusive, is memayit from peya, lakutus ogakas, you gather it at once. What does that mean? It generally means that when you collect it, you harvest the field at one time. Masha'en kein, as the Marifulda says, lafuki te'inim, dates, she'emus bashkan ka'akas, and akata ka'akas, dates, they don't ripe at one time. Each one is different. So you go through in your field and you pull out one at a time. The ones that are figs or dates that you pull out, you pull one that is ripe and you leave the one until the next day or the day after. So that's not lakit kasanakas. The katanakas is that the field itself is the, becomes ripe at one time. And you collect it at one time. You harvest it at one time. Furthermore, achniso lakiyam, and also it brings in to lakiyam, go to storage it. What does it mean to store it? Because there are, again, halakas, nageya, to when things are used not to store, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. It's something that la'itza says to Rashi Masalu, k'day lecho mimenu, you keep it for the winter, to keep it and be able to eat from it. Most of your rakos that grow, that halakha is, even though you're in Meiser, you're potif and payer, because vegetables do not last. You can't store them. They have to be eaten right away. They get ruined. So therefore, since only something that's a type of thing you grow, and then we'll give in detail which minim they are the ones that last, you store them, grains, and that you can store in a for the season, for the year. You dry them in your otzer. Those are the things that you can go ahead and that's the thing that's considered for peya. There's a shayla in the achreinim, barichos, things that really don't store by themselves, they won't last. But if you process them, you do something to them, they would be able to last longer. You do some kind of procedure to them. You pickle them. You do something else in there to keep it. To keep it the taste there, to keep it fresh. So whether that's considered the Maklis of the Kiyum or not is a question that's discussed amongst the Yakarenim in more detail. So these are all these different factors that we just said. It's Chayavah Gebeya. These are the ones that are Mechuyev and Peya, that has all these aspects to it. It means that you need all five. It means if it only has four of them or three of them, it's not Peya. Peya has to be that it fits all these criteria. And then the question is again, is it the Raisa or the Rabbana? And when we say this Halakha, what are we referring to? The Raisa, Peya, Mefarshim makes bring down. That Mefarshim in the Mishnah is referring to Bedavka, is to grapes, olives, Zaysim. And the Rabbanan only give other things. They find psukim asmakos where they add those things onto it, but they don't fit the criteria of Peya itself, of what we have in a Peya. Peya limited to only midaraisa, only certain things. Those are the ones that have a chi of a Peya. And the other things that we find are have a makar, have an asmakta, a remez in the pasuk, but midaraisa, they are not mechuyev in Peya. And the Gemara is going to go through some examples of those things. Now, says what are these things? The grains, tvua, wheat, and the grains, are kidneys, and the barleys. So the all types of peas and barleys, b'chlalzeh, is included in this rule that is mechuyev, that is mechayev and peya. This is these things have fit in all the criteria that we said to make it these five aspects to it that the Mishnah brings down are all things that have that ability, the similarity that they're all included. Said the Pnei Moshe explains. All the different conditions that we found that we said in the Mishnah are found by Tvua Makitnias. Tvua is Chameshas Minim. What's Tvua mean? That's includes all the Chameshas Aminim, Chitos Aira, Kosem, Shabol, Lashul, Lashifon. And what is Kitnios? Pulin, Vafunim, Vadoshim, Dmeim. These are types of beans and peas and things of that nature, says the Pnei Moshe, are all included in the same category that fit into all these things. This is the Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim that the Rashi Slaw brings down. They all have this aspect to it, and there it's broken down, all of them specifically, and which ones are we excluding, which ones are we including. The Gemara is going to mention to it a little bit later as we come across. The Mishnah continues. That, as far as the Tvua and the Kitnios. However, Elon, what about trees? So there are trees also that have the same idea. Og, a certain type of tree that is has fruit. Pirish Oruch Min Ilan Oile Malar Biyar. It's in the grows in the forest, and Tzedek Rashi Misalu Upriya Dom Lishnei Tshito Las or Vashos or Mimotza. It's like a reddish color to it. It's a fruit that you have that you way you use it, you eat it, you cook it, and it brings out like a red dye. Ashkulos Adumos, like a red grapefruit, is the way the Pnei Moshe brings down the Lashon of the Rambam. So these are fruit that are like reddish fruit, that trees that grow this, a haruvin, a carob tree, a goats and meshkedim, walnuts and almond, a gafana, rimona, mazesim, grapevines, pomegranates, olives, and dates. All of these things are chayav peya, which means, again, these trees, the Mishnah gave us the rule of klal over bepeya, gave us five rules. So the halacha is that the trees have the same criteria, since they have the same. These minim of trees that we quoted have the same rules of these things that have all the five aspects to it. And any other trees that are not included would not be part of Peya, but the ones that have these mentioned here and ones that are similar have the same criteria would be included as Makhiso Lekiyam and Ochel, etc. All these apply. Now, the Maizik is that these are all. What is the halacha when we talk about something that's lakiyah, important for storage? Which one are we talking about? Again, fruit don't last too long. So what are we referring to that nicholas lakiyah, that it goes lakiyah? How could we include all these things in? So again, we're talking about things that are prepared in a way that they'll stay. It's the olive oil, the oil, not the fruit itself, and the pomegranate is the pomegranate juice, not the pomegranate itself, things that were dried for a long period of time. These are things that have a kiyah to it in the state that it's in. That's where we say that that there would be mechuyev and peya. Mechuyev and peya. This is the lashon of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is a klal mer peya b'chul. The Gemara discusses the halakas in the Mishnah. What does it mean? When we talk about midaraisa, you have to have these things in order to be considered peya. What's the basis of it? Gemara says, "Be'ezi seed from b'katsirchem, shtei to b'katsirchem." Says in the pasuk in Chumash that when you cut off the corners of your field, eli elakotza. I only know where you have it when you cut off, where you cut the crop. However, a tolish man. What if it came by detached? What if it you take it not with a kli, the normal way you take with a sickle or a knife or a sword? but you take it with your hand. Tolosh, you pluck it out. You pluck it out with your hand. What do we know that? Tamalay liksar. Liksar means any way that we take out, even if it's point pulled out, kaitzer is included. What do we know if it did? You uproot the whole thing itself, not just to pull it out with your hand, but you uproot the whole plant. Tamalemik et sircha means include everything, even the things that you uproot, whether you pluck it with your hand or you pull it out from the ground. All these things together have the same idea, would be considered that it's has a chiyuv of a of the same halacha applies, that it's considered oiker. We consider it as if it's taken out. And Mamela, therefore, it would have the same formula that we say that it would be considered as if you pulled it out. And Mamela, therefore, there is a chi of peah on these things as well. These things as well have a chi of peah, and that's what the Gemara is including. Now, when we talk about what's including, we want to understand when we this lagabe peah by the trees is different than the actual things that grow. So Gemara said, let's see. Eino and Lord Mishra Bryce said, Lord Tvua, only by Tvua. By Tvua, it says halacha is that you include in peah the things that are Tvua. However, whatever kiddush is included in peah. We just said that before the Mishnah is Tvua, different types of Tvua, five types of Tvua, and five types of kidney. But what do we know kiddush is included? Tamalay will be Arzachem, state in your land. Whatever comes in your land is considered part of the thing. So therefore, these things are all in the land. These things will all grow from the ground. All the type of kidneys are things that do grow. And maybe that's called Mesotka, it's called from your field. From your land. And mele, these things would be included in the same halacha of what we said before, but who even pay it fits all the criteria of something that requires, of the five things that require pay. That's as far as the ground, for made kinyos. What about trees? We don't know the trees are included in this halacha peya. It says satka, your field. What does it mean, your field? It means to tell you everything that comes from your field. So Torah says that doesn't mean ksil, abdaf ksir, that's good harvested, but anything that comes from your field would be considered and has the criteria that we said about would be mechuyev in halakha of peya. So therefore, that's what halakha is telling. These halakha, all these different thimina that we have, Torah says, katsir, ma katsir, miyuchat, shayichal, v'nishma, all these things have the rules. So also all these yirakos, all these tainim, everything is included in the same halakha, the same applicable applies, all of them applies the same din that without all the five criterias, conditions to be able to mechuyev peya, applies bein its kitnios, bein tvua, or bein ilanos, or trees of the same halakha we learn out of the psukim of kol she'atzurchem is included in the drosha, the requirement that we have for peya. So the Gemara says that's okay. Now we understand the gabi what the gabi the trees in the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah gets the source from? That's included because of state satka. Like we include it into the field. Anything that comes from the field, it's not connected like with one and all the things, oichel, etc., is all included in the chi of peah. So the Gemara now sidetracks from it and says, well, who said that ilanos, the chariot to steer to say that when we talk about the things of harvesting things, kasirka, that we talk about trees also, will show you that by kalayim, it says, but trees are excluded. We don't have a din kalayim by trees. It says the Mishnah. It says the halacha in the Braisa. The halacha in the Braisa says that halacha, we talk about tzotkal. The tzotkal is a kamakal. What are we referring to? Referring to, it's like the brisa, sarim, zeroyim, zeroyim, ilan, ka'akas. We're talking about where a person went ahead. You got to plant seeds, vegetable seeds, or seeds of grains, or anything, or seeds of trees together. You can do that as one. We don't consider it kalayim. Why aren't the trees different? Why aren't the seeds of the trees, tzotkal, otizu, kalayim? Why don't we say that considered if you mix together? If you mix together vegetables, grains, those things are one min, those are the same, those things are no different. You could mix them together, there's no kliyim. But if you mix them together, things of minim, of kidneys or tvua, and you mix them together with seeds of trees, so the halakha it should be considered kliyim. Yet the halakha is that you're not, there's no din kliyim here. However, if you're zareim katsanim, if you go ahead and you plant the seed grapes together with these with seeds of kidneys or tvua, look up, you get malchus. That's cool. You're over kalay kara. So, what are we talking about? You see that the Bryce is telling us that kalayim coming together does have a din of kalayim. Does have a din of kalayim, which means we do consider the seeds of something of the kalay zrayim. The seeds of the seeds that we talk about the trees are considered something that's misatka. We consider part of the issur of kalayim. So we say it's part of the issur of kalayim. So then the same thing over here should apply, that you took to a kidney or a tvua, and we say that there should be yasser, so the halakha that should be kalayim kem, just like Torah used the word satka to tell you that it's us, kaloi zareim is usher, trees are not to be included in Iser, so the Chayri also, Satka should be tell the same halacha, that payer should exclude trees, the trees are not included. So the Chayri, we have a problem here, which ones are we are? Some Rav Zeru, the Marek tries to clarify. Means an ikar of your vineyard, which means when grape seeds you can't play, has got to be the kalayim. That's where you can't make kalayim. However, if you're going to go ahead and plant kalayim, and you're planting, putting together just seeds of zerayim, seeds of kitnios, tavua, with seeds of grapes, when it says, then by itself, the mixed together is not a problem of kalayim. It's not an iser kalayim. So it's not an iser kalayim. So then, why not? Why isn't it a kalayim? So the Chayri, we're going to see the Mar Zinai Kasha. The Chayri, from the fact that it's not an iser kalayim, we're going to have a steer in the fact whether trees should be considered part of an iser kalayim or an iser peya. We said what did we say? We said in zero is Yilan Koriz Zayim. The seeds of trees are not considered seeds, which means you can plant the seeds together of trees with the seeds together of grain and vegetables. It's not in the climb. It's no value. It's a kalayim. It's only kalayim where? Kalayim is if where you didn't you planted the seeds you didn't plant the seeds actually of it. You planted the grape seeds together. But the seeds of the trees itself is not a problem. It's not considered. Trees are not considered kalayim. We don't consider the seeds anything. So the chayra, therefore, same thing I look at by tumah. Whatever we say before, we should not consider trees as part of the seeds. It shouldn't be considered seeds. It shouldn't be considered part of it. If it's not kalayim, it should be considered pay either. I'm a lay, so if you said to you, then tumah. I mean, you'll be kalayim. You mean, I'll call such derek and the bonnet of the yos, chayra, such rayim. Torah discloses anything that the people don't call it. They don't really refer to this thing as seeds. They don't refer to it as Zerayim. Therefore, they don't refer to it as Zerayim. They don't tear the Zerayim. So male, therefore, it's not considered trees because it's not considered southern tree. We don't refer to them as seeds. Harach over here, Lagabe the din of Tuma, consider something Lagabe Tuma, read Akatar includes seeds. Akozera, Zerua, Asha Yisra. Every carcass you're going to find on a plant that's considered sown, it's considered usher. So what do you see from there? So Gemara says, you see from there that it is considered. So where do you have the chara stira? How do you miyash the stira? Teretz is, by planting itself, you would not see anything. By planting itself, an economic could be that the seeds and the trees are not considered kalayim, because the seeds are not considered anything. If a papaya really shouldn't make a difference. However, the Gemara says there is an afkamina between the two. When a Torah refers to something as zerayim, we don't refer to seeds as zerayim. Therefore, that look is that's not considered kalayim. However, when a Torah says the scissor of comical kalayim, but the Kadesh, the Torah says the Easter kalayim, it doesn't use that thing of seed because seeds are not included. But we don't have that in seeds in mind. But over here, we're talking about Lagabe making something, Makabo Tuma, that's a different halacha. Lagabe din of Tuma, whether we say something becomes Tame, so that's the different halachas. And the Gabe din of Tuma, we have halacha in the Sugi in kalayim that says that we include Kozerua, everything that we find. Even the smallest amount would be considered an iser of, even the seeds are considered already a heksher to go ahead and make kabel tumah to be able to go ahead, because it's a thing that can grow the trees. The trees can grow from there. And therefore, even by kalayim, even though it's not in the iser kalayim per se, when you mix together two akinyas with the seeds of the tree, however, since lamaisa, the Torah includes it and says, lagabai heksher tumah, it's included, it could make something tumah. Therefore, we say even zarazara, even the seeds itself would be considered something. It's not a din of peya, but a din of kalayim would be considered as something. It would be considered aser, and therefore the Torah tells us kalayim any lanos because lanos are not included. That we see from the local they're not included, but legabe din tuma we do consider them as part of the iser and part of the din tuma. This is considered something that does have the ability to consider mitame because it has the seeds have the ability to mitame. So therefore, it's Masha'enken, two separate halakos, legabe din of kalayim, with the din of, with kalayim apeya, whether the seeds of the trees are considered something considered significant. The Mishnah tells us, therefore, by peya, we do consider the trees of seeds of trees as significant, and by mele, therefore, it would be a din of peya, a chi of peya, if you had the opportunity to leave something over there for the aniyim. All the different types of trees that the Mishnah mentions would have fit the criteria of the five things you need to be a chi of peya, and this would be included here as well.